Good evening, councillors, guests, members of the public, and the press. Welcome to the Exmouth Town Council full council meeting of today, the 29th of October 2018. It is with great sadness that the Town Council learned of the death of Councillor Bill Nash last week. I am sure that councillors will wish to join me in sending our heartfelt sympathies to Bill's wife Mary and her family. To mark Bill's service to the residents of Exmouth, please can we now stand with me for a minute's silence and contemplation. Thank you, members. Please be seated. Can I now, before we start this meeting, remind all present that this meeting is being audio recorded, and if you press your red button, your comments will be recorded. But can we please remember that all comments are to be directed to me as your chair in the first instance, and any matters requiring debate must first go through me as the chair and not to individuals. We must also try to avoid repeating comments already covered in the various reports which you have to hand. As you can see, in Councillor Jeff Traill's absence, the Vice Chair role to my left is vacant. So can I please ask for Councillor Richard Scott to come forward and act as the Vice Chair of this meeting with members' approval. Just for the record, could I have a proposer and seconder, please?
Proposer Brian Bailey.
Proposer Brian Bailey.
Seconder.
Sherry Nicholas. Brian and Sherry. Is everyone all in favour? Please raise your hands. Thank you, Richard. Now, since our last meeting, I note that on Saturday morning, under Councillor Fred Cagle's direction, the Emergency Planning Committee members went out and met the public in the Strand. Fred may wish to comment further on this later on in the agenda. Yesterday evening, Fred and I also attended the Blackmore Theatre's 90th birthday party celebrations, giving us the opportunity to be entertained by, amongst all things, Councillor Brian Toy and other members of the Exmouth Players. It was a fantastic evening, and Brian does appear to have a wide selection of jokes to tell.
I wholeheartedly second that.
So, members, can we now turn to point one of tonight's agenda? Can I please have any apologies for absence to be recorded?
I've had apologies from Councillor Claire Goff, Councillor Jeff Traill, Councillor Tony Hill, Councillor Mark Williamson. Any others?
Right, moving on to item two, the council meeting minutes. Would you like to go through them page by page, or would that be appropriate for you all? Yes.
I'm actually accepting, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Steve.
I'm happy to second that, Chair.
So there we are. That's that item out of the way. Thank you both.
Is everybody in favour?
Yes. Is everyone in favour, I may hasten to add? Good. So everyone, that's right. So now we can tackle item three, which is the matters arising from the council meeting minutes. Are there any matters that we need to be aware of? Right, well, if we have no matters arising, we can then move on to point four, which is the declarations of peculiar interest and dispensation. Could I have, as it says here, members to indicate any interest they may have on the agenda and agree any dispensations to stay as well as a dispensation? Yes, we would hope for that one, but could I have the declarations of interest, please, if there are any? Yes, Councillor Stott, yes, please.
It's mentioned about the Rural Support Centre, then I'm the director of the Rural Support Centre.
Excellent. I believe we don't have any part five items to consider on this agenda. I believe that is the case. We don't, at least we don't
part
have
two.
Any.
No, we don't have
no, part two. No, part two agenda for part five. So we can now move on to point six, to receive and consider the reports from the committees. So if we could begin, Lynn, with your planning committee, please, if there's any reports for us.
Proposed acceptance of the minutes of the meetings held on the 17th of September 2018, 1st of October 2018, and any recommendations therein. I so move.
Have we got a seconder, please? Tim, seconder Tim, thank you. Are we all in favour, please? Raise your hand. All right, moving on to the next item, the Finance Committee. Sherry, we have the minutes of the Finance Committee, which was held in August. Is there anything you have to add, any comments you wish to add, or anything else you wish to say?
I was to receive the minutes of the Finance Committee meeting held on the 30th of August 2018. And that's the amended ones that were passed around just now.
They've been emailed and passed around in Holloway.
Okay.
Do we have a seconder, please? No. Yeah. Brian will be the seconder. Are we all in favour, please indicate? Great, that's that item done. All right. Moving on to Lisa, the Town Clerk's report, please.
Okay, so again, there's an amended Town Clerk's report. If anybody hasn't had a copy, there's some on the table here. My report, I updated councillors on the DALC AGM and conference, which Chetna, Councillor Trail and myself attended on the 3rd of October. We had a presentation from David Ralph, who's the new lead for the Heart of the Southwest LEP. And then the forum considered two case studies, one on a council-led community healthcare project, which is being carried out in Brixham, and the second was on reinstatement of the Oakhampton railway line. We were then able to choose from a number of workshops. We chose different workshops. Chetna and I both attended the workshop on encouraging electoral engagement in light of the elections next year. Councillor Trail attended a workshop on Section 106 and SIL. Then after a short lunch break, we had a further presentation from David Thurston, the Lord Lieutenant for Devon. I attended a workshop led by Sue Rose and Roland Parle of Devon County Council on strategic conversations and working together. Chetna attended a workshop on social media, and Councillor Trail attended a session on working with Devon and Cornwall Police. And then the afternoon concluded with a short celebration in honour of Leslie Smith, the County Secretary for DALC, who will be retiring imminently after many years' service. There's a short update on CCTV. I met with Richard Cohen on the 12th of October to discuss the District Council's intentions with regards to the asset transfer of the CCTV system in Exmouth. And you will see from my report that this is in abeyance for the financial year 2019-20. But I will be convening a meeting in the near future. I'm just waiting for costs from Full Stop which are one of the partners that are engaged in working with the Police and Crime Commissioner to work out costings for connection to a hub. And as soon as I've got that, I will convene a meeting for the CCTV working party, and I've asked Richard Cohen if he can come along to that meeting. I also reported in my report that I attended a Queen's Drive review workshop on the afternoon of October the 18th. This was an officer workshop. Officers from East Devon District Council and Ron's and I were both invited to attend as well. Ron's in her capacity as the Tourist Information Officer, where we looked at how the Queen's Drive space had been used this year and what improvements could be made for temporary space next year in terms of infrastructure, resourcing, programming, etc. I also attended regular quarterly Exmouth Information Sharing meeting. It's an officer group meeting on the 19th of October. This is a meeting where there are officers present from every function at East Devon District Council. I'm the Town Council's representative. And we received updates on things like the tidal defence planning application, Pankhurst Close application, and then some reports from the property services team at East Devon regarding tennis centre refurbishment, toilets, and the imminent and longer term street scene priorities, as well as the Wild Exmouth project. So if anybody's got any further questions on that. No? Okay, thank you.
All right, I think we can now have the Deputy Town Council report, please, Chapman.
I haven't actually got too much report, because as you know, I've been away for a couple of weeks of last month, or this current month, I should say. Only that we've had our leaflets through, and I've got lots of leaflets here if anyone would like to take some and give out to neighbours, etc. We do have quite a few of them, so if you'd like them. I understand the stand went well, and there was a good response from members of the public. So hopefully we'll get some interest from people, and hoping that people take responsibility themselves. I think it's already starting to work. We had a lady turn up this afternoon asking for sandbags, and she was going to go around and give it to all her neighbours. So I think they're getting conscious about taking action themselves to protect their properties. And I think that was the aim of Saturday's stand, really. We're also getting some interest from volunteers. We had emails, we've had some interest from the stand. So hopefully we'll be able to put forward names of people that can help in the event of an emergency, should there be a need for our assistance. So it's looking good. I've also just briefly discussed, these are early plans, but just to let you know, plans are underway for our Christmas event, our Christmas fair, and we've made contact with all the 8 primary schools in Exmouth to try, and it seems very, very positive so far. They're really keen to take part in community events, so hopefully we should get a few kids turn up and take part in our lantern parade and our Christmas tree decorating event. There will be other things, but you'll get more information as we progress and get closer to Christmas. And then lastly, our town maintenance team, busy as usual. A little bit of bad weather set them back, but they had a good clear up in the container. So we've got some plans, and I'm hoping by the next town council meeting I can come back and tell you about some storage solutions. But we need to do a little bit of work and investigating before I can sort of say too much more. But they are still out and about in the Brixington area. So if councillors have got other areas they'd like our guys to come to, please do email me and we can schedule this in. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions to Chetna, guys?
Looks like my thing doesn't
no
want
questions?
To turn off.
Right. Moving on to the lag notes, I'd ask Maddie and Steve if they would, Councillor Chapman and Councillor Gazzard, if there's any items that they feel we would welcome hearing at this point.
Thank you, Councillor Chapman. Yes, obviously I went to take place. A young girl in Brixton had been attacked, and a young lad had been arrested and since came to court. I did thank the police. We worked very well with the community in Brixton. They were at all the schools to reassure people, parents, and the community came together really well. So I did thank them for their hard work and support on that. I also asked, because Steve will obviously talk about the drugs, there are a lot of police working behind the scenes, undercover, on the drug issue that I think every town has. Looking at the figures, I noticed that domestic abuse attacks were up. I did question whether this was 400 odd were individual attacks or re-offending, and quite a few of them are re-offending. But they did assure me that the safe house is working, that is up and running. So from my point of view, I think anyone, be it male or female, who is attacked by their partner, they should report it and have themselves removed to a safe house. The safe houses are working, and also a night shelter is in place to cover in the event of bad weather. Thank you, Joan.
Steve, please.
Thank you, Chair. Yeah, I couldn't get to the first meeting, Chair, so perhaps Councillor Bailey may have something to add to that because he was there. On the second meeting, Maddie is right, so I did raise the issue of the problem with the drugs in Exmouth and the amount of syringes that are being left around. And unfortunately, the council on Saturday morning in the Magnolia Centre, which were taken over to the shops in the toilet. We are awaiting the arrival, although it's been appointed now, for the person that's taken over from Jerry Moore. So as soon as that individual is up and running, we hope to have our multi-agency get together to try and see if we can do anything to alleviate a lot of the problems that we're experiencing next month. And I think, as I did say it tonight, is that we're never going to stop people from taking drugs. We've just got to try and do the best that we can to educate people not to leave their needles wherever they are leaving them, and they are leaving them around various places all across Exmouth, not just the town centre. Otherwise, you know, somebody is going to be injured. That's it, Chair, from me. Thank you.
Tim, please.
Yeah, just to say that I was very pleased to see that there was an item on the town maintenance team here, and follow up on fly tipping, and I know that Woodville Road in the Colony was specially mentioned. Certainly when I went out with Chetna's supplementary team some weeks ago, we identified a number of fly tipping incidents around the back lanes of the Colony, and I also noted that this was minuted in the town team report as well. Just one, if I can combine this comment with my comment on that town team one, which did say something about encouraging engagement with local residents about waste disposal. Now, I assume that referred to the fly-tipping incident, because actually people around the Colony are very, very responsible in general terms with waste and with recycling. And it's obviously great we've got Stephen, we've got Tony, we've got Derek going around doing this work and identifying places where there are particular fly-tipping issues. Thank you very much.
I'll pass it over to Lisa for a quick comment.
Just add that The environmental health officer from East Devon District Council attended the town team meeting, so I think the comments about community engagement is the work that she's expecting to do in the colony, and she's got specific target areas, I think, where there are problems, particularly in some of the back service lanes.
Yeah,
and she'll be targeting specific areas where there's a known problem.
Back lane issues, yeah.
Yeah.
Any more questions? Right. Moving on to the Rights of Way Working Party, that was a party which I chair, and I'm very pleased to say that the most important point is the fact that the Devon County Council grant application and work identified for uses of the allocation. As you can see, with the help of photographs submitted by Helen, it was decided that smaller group members of the Rights of Way Working Party would meet to scrutinise the photographs and identify any health and safety repairs that may be needed. So I think it's very positive that this support that we've had financially. And hopefully, once we've had a look at the photographs, work will begin to get the footpaths in the right state of repair. So that's really the most important point of our report. And if anyone has any questions, be happy to assist.
Who's it you mentioned something? So who was the person?
Helen Bennett, a member of the committee, friends, and she's joined as a member of the committee, and she's helped with photographs because she actually lives in Nittleham and spends a great deal of her time involved with this matter. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? I propose acceptance. Seconder for acceptance of the notes. So, Councillor Gazzard. Thank you, Steve. Right, moving swiftly on to Gorfin Hall Working Party notes. That's against. Oh, sorry, I beg your pardon, we've got. moving forward, we've got Exmouth Regeneration Board next. So, Pauline, if you would like to comment on that. Any questions at this point? Right, I will now move on to the Gorfin Hall Working Party, which I believe that's a meeting you attended, Steve, if there's anything you need to bring to our attention.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Yeah, can I just bring to members' attention item 3, and arising from one of those, is that you can see that we are awaiting the report back and regarding the containers that hang there, because there has been a discussion about whether or not they could be, whatever is in there, condensed and maybe moved to Gorfin Hall on the site. And we understand that there's a tasking commission or an audit being undertaken, so we're waiting to see the outcome of that. And also that we want to find out from the allotments associated with the garden gate to the side whether they use it. If not, that means if we do put a container up there, we can put it near to the back. Also, the covered outside space, I mean, if anybody is up around there, I would strongly urge you to go and have a look at it. It's absolutely fantastic. Commissioned and built by the town council for the children up there, and it's worth, from what I can see, scrutiny. every penny that's been spent on it, it's good for everybody, and the children really love it. So we're hoping to have some sort of a press release, because obviously I think it's worthy that we do promote what we've spent more money on. And as I say, it has gone down extremely well with the children out there, so if you're up around now, please go and have a look at it. Item 5, there was a request from Sunshine Grocery to extend their time there to 51 weeks from the committee endorsed that, but obviously we put a proviso on that if we had to do emergency work, they would have to move out. And then obviously with the item 6 regarding the item 6 regarding the play equipment that's out there, we've asked that if anybody else uses it, it's damaged, they have to report it to the claim. So, and that's why you'll see on the back the new terms and conditions of hire under on the back where it says outside area, that's a new clause that's just been put in to cover up what just said. So that's that, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you. I think, did you have any update to make, Chair? Quick.
So, yes, I did briefly just mention, because I happened to come across, read in the notes here about the storage. So just want to say we are working on this. Unfortunately, the amount of stuff we have for the festival, one of our containers is absolutely full. And it's in a big container already. So to try and reduce everything down to one container would be really hard work, because we just wouldn't be able to find anything, because you just wouldn't be able to move in there. But we, as I said earlier, we have got some other thoughts, but we need to just look into it a bit more. And if it is something that is feasible, we'll bring it back to the Town Council and we may hopefully be able to reduce our costs on storage.
I think that's what we were looking at, Chair. No, it was obviously the cost,
yes.
You know, what we're paying up at Pound Lane, and we thought it might be cheaper to use the space that we've got up there, but I understand what you're saying. Thank you.
Is Paul going in?
Oh, okay. I'm not sure the wording about the outside area is quite strong enough, because it just says, should any damage be caused, inform the council to enable remuneration to be sought. Should that not say the hirer will be liable to pay the damage, to be a bit more watertight? Because that's not saying to me definitely they'd have to pay, which obviously that might leave us liable at the council. So just, could that maybe be worded a bit stronger, unless everyone thinks it's fine as it is?
No, that was just the views of the committee, but I mean, if council feels that gives that extra bump, as Chair, I'd be happy to go along with that.
You also happy with that, Councillor Chair?
Yes, sure. Yes, I'd be quite happy with that.
So
yes.
We have a proposal, we have a second
I don't know who, I mean, I'll
have
to send some
draft.
Yeah, but how will we word that?
Did you have a second?
Yeah.
Yes,
sorry.
So we have the proposal, the seconder. What I'd suggest is, have we show of hands for those in favour of such an amendment? Right, so that's carried. So, Alex, basically, we will await your formal wording, perhaps bring it to the next meeting, next council meeting, and we can go through it then in more detail if we need to. Brilliant. Right, so moving swiftly on to Colp, I think that's your, over to you again, Pauline.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. I was just going to say, we had quite a good meeting. I'd just like to quickly mention about the neighbourhood plan update. As most of you know, we're before Cabinet, it's now gone through full council. And it went with these nice words, actually. Members note that formal submission of the Essex Neighbourhood Plan and producers of the plan be congratulated on their dedicated hard work and commitment in producing the document, and that this council make the proposed recommendations set out in paragraph 5.2, and then report together with additional comments in the M3 in response to the consultation. And I think that I can't remember anybody actually having those words written. So I think steering committee, congratulate yourself because it was a lot of hard work. Let's hope it goes forward to the referendum and the planning sector next.
Thank you, Pauline. Wonderful. Does anyone have any questions? Yes, sir. Thank you, Steve.
Totally enjoyed it, Pauline, so thank you for your part of it. And even the further comments that have come in, we're also going to the inspector as well. So hopefully it won't be too long before it comes back.
Brilliant. So anyone further questions on the call? Right. I will swiftly move on to town team. Is that you, Lisa?
There were no councillors present at the last town team meeting, but members have had the notes of the meeting. I think they're fairly self-explanatory. There's a lot of work going on behind the scenes to look at reinstating the dinosaur trail. We're working with Nick Christo and Street Scene to identify where dinosaurs can go back out and perhaps expand the trail to include some little brass rubbing things and reinstate it for spring next year. We touched on the work that's been done on Lambeth Walk, the community project with the mural, and the impending road closures that Devon County Council are putting in place to do some work, conjunction with East Devon District Council, the environmental team, and the input that the town team could potentially have in contributing to that project. Other than that, not much else to report. I think the notes are self-explanatory.
Steve, did you have a report?
Yes, thank you, Chair. It's just about the dinosaurs, Lisa. Maybe we'll be looking to maybe utilise the Strand for more. But obviously, I'm sure you will bear in mind that people and I declare a person of interest that may want to hire the Strand for events. So
what they're looking at, Councillor Gazzard, is to use the triangle area where the dinosaur was located previously, over by the bus shelter, that end of the Strand. They're trying to get permission from East Devon District Council to site some dinosaurs within the triangle grassed area that's fenced off. So it wouldn't actually be in any of the paved or the highway area of the Strand. It will be in the grassy bedded area.
Thank you.
Councillor Bailey will be
first. Thank you kindly, Councillor. Thank you, China Chair. Regarding what Peter said about dinosaurs, I had occasion to meet up with Ed Freeman about something else, and the dinosaurs came into conversation. So we had quite a long chat about the dinosaurs. I'm going to see him hopefully tomorrow for his considered opinion regarding planning permission for the site on the Strand and the trail itself. I've also, with a colleague, Peter Griggs, on the town team, we've applied for an application for something which we were had the blessing of the town team to do, which is a dinosaur promotion of Exmouth at the rear of Exmouth station, which then will be rolled out in every station between Waterloo and Exmouth. So we're just waiting for a reply to the grant funding on that, and then hopefully we can rock on with that. It's all nearly ready to go. All we need is the money. So hope for the best. Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Tory, please.
Yes, being a dinosaur myself, very keen on the solid ones in the Strand. When you go to continental towns, their plazas have solid statues and fountains and things. So something like that to brighten up the Strand, I think, would be quite nice. Even a dinosaur fountain with the water coming out of its mouth, that would be. Make the place a bit more interesting anyway. But it would be solid, that cannot be damaged like the plastic ones.
Thank you for that most intriguing suggestion, Councillor Toy.
They
might
not. They love that.
Right. Moving, if there are no further questions, I move on to the District Council's reports. I shall begin, and I hope that all of you have seen the neighbourhood plan newsletter that was produced. I must confess I didn't write it, but I was involved in the supervision of its production, and I'm very pleased with Councillor Diviani's preface, so I think it's something we could be proud of. I also attended, as your town representative, on the 10th of October, along with Carla, the Arts and Culture Forum. And what we did is at that forum, we reviewed the outside temporary space that we've got, because Exmouth is a model for a business case as to how things happen within our community. And they were showing, Alison Hayward, the project manager, was showing how the case could be put forward to do it on other parts of the districts. Carla gave a very good forthright review of the festival, which was very, very well written. She spoke extremely well on that. And lastly, which is very interesting, because as you know, in East Devon, they are always looking at ways of creating and generating income. And the countryside team has actually got logs, is creating charcoal out of used logs. They've bought a machine that will actually make the charcoal. It's a portable machine and it moves around the district. They will then cut the logs, and they've gone into a business arrangement with Darts Farm. And this really shows the way East Devon is actually trying to become very commercial. Because although the scheme may not raise a great deal of money, it has got a commercial tie with Darts Farm. So that's really basically what I will report to you so far. And I will now pass on to Councillor Kitzner. Councillor Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, at the moment I've been working behind the scenes with Democratic Services, put forward some plans for training for all councillors to put in place for the new year and after the elections, bearing in mind there will probably be quite a few new councillors along as well, and how we do the introduction and what training, etc., etc. I've also been working with environmental health, and I would like to ask Chairman if you could ask members with Councillor Cagle and the rest of us, we're in the Strand on Exmouth Resilience Plan to tie in with the county and district for the first hour and a half or whatever the emergency services want us to do. Talking to the public, a lot of them are very confused about the flood defences. So, and as the town clerk and deputy town clerk don't know what's happening on the recreation ground as well for emergency services for our festival, I think it might be prudent of us to ask the environmental health to do a public meeting here for councillors and members of down at the seafront, their flats and businesses and the wall. And also the Sea Scouts, which Councillor Gagle, everyone is very confused at the moment because it's half a plan and it's not a plan and they're looking at this and they're looking at that. So we need a bit more clarity to get everyone up to date. So if I could ask you to do that, Chairman, that would be great.
Thank you. Councillor Dumper, any thoughts?
Yeah. Going back to the neighbourhood plan issue, I actually made some contributions to East Devon District Council have responded to our neighbourhood plan, and I made one or two contributions to their suggestions, one of which I'd particularly like to mention is about they had the idea that they wanted to cut down on the extra wording that was involved in underlining, shall we put it, planning policies in our local plan. So they felt that we should cut those things out. Now there are various things around this town which were mentioned in our neighbourhood plan, and one I would highlight is the Brixington and the top bit of Halston, and the fact that there is so little infrastructure, shops, facilities, anything there, which many of us have been fighting over many years and trying to improve the situation. What East Devon District Council wanted us to do was to take the words out, because they were already in the local plan. And I've said to them, really, you need to underline those things because they're very important to Exmouth people, and Exmouth people need to know that we are in favour. I think that's all I'd like to say.
I'm thinking maybe, Tim, that's something you should take up with the neighbourhood plan, the steering group, bring forward those thoughts so that they can direct it in the right way. Councillor Bailey?
Thank you, Chair. I've been attending six labs throughout East Devon, and I'd just like to mention two of them. One was the Exmouth one, where there's still this persistent problem of trucks coming overloaded and spinning earth and stones and goodness knows what else coming out of Plum Park. I did remind the inspector that she has the power to stop any vehicle that is spilling on the highway, and they can be taken to court for insecure load. The fines are significant, so if it does occur again, she said she will look into that. But obviously her manpower and womanpower is not great. She can't have someone there all the time. But if they're doing it, she'll send someone up and see if she can monitor it. The fine, I think, at present is like $2,500 per offence, so that should concentrate their mind somewhat. So that's an extra. The other one thing I'd like to say is two success stories. The police in Axminster recently seized £50,000 worth of drugs which were en route to Axminster and also East Devon in general. So that's good news. Also in Axminster, so they've been trialling for a year and a half now a Together Hub, which has been very successful in rehabilitation of young people on drugs and also helping young people to get work. So we're monitoring this, and if it's as successful as we hope it will be, we're hoping to roll it out for all the major towns. And accompanying that, they have your say surgeries on a weekly basis, where young people can come in and see various police officers and discuss their problems, and they can help to help them. So it's working out quite well. So we'll watch this space and hope for a success, if I can say it's success. I need new teeth, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Councillor Bailey. Councillor Kazan, do you have a report for us?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, just a couple of general things. At this moment in time, I'm awaiting responses from Street Scene regarding graffiti in Exmouth. It seems to be on the increase again. So I'm waiting for Street Scene officers to respond to me on certain issues that I've raised. And just a point that councillors may be interested in is that the last full council meeting last week, the council endorsed DBS checks on a voluntary basis after the or for the successful candidates during the or after the 2019 elections. I'm just looking at the clerk. I mean, that may be something that this town council might wish to follow as well.
We did, Councillor Traill and I did raise this at the most recent DALC larger councils meeting. And Leslie Smith was of the opinion that it wasn't necessarily as important for town council as it was for district council, because the statutory jurisdictions of town council were more limited. But she said it would be up to the town council to decide whether to. But the remit of the district council and the areas which the district council works in, because it's broader, she could see the relevance of it at a district council and a county council level. She was less convinced that it was necessary at a town council level, but felt that it could be pursued at our own jurisdiction, our own, you know, request.
Pauline, then. Sorry, I beg your pardon, Brenda.
Yes, I've been to Little and Orchard Cider Pressing, which the tenants have got like a little orchard, and they're using the apples this time of the year to make cider for all the children to have a go at pressing. It was very good. The cider was very good, wasn't it, Bruce?
Yes, thank you, Pauline. It was most enjoyable.
Sorry, it's a bit grotty looking, I must admit. It tastes all right. And then on Friday I went to the opening of the skateboard park, which was really successful. A load of children turned up and we had some real experts there giving demonstrations and also giving prizes and awards. And in the end, I suppose, there must have been getting off nearly 100 children there. But it was lovely to see them. Now they've got to raise the other 150,000 for the next part of it, which East Devon are trying to see if they can get grants for. And if they can get grants for it, it will be one of the national stadiums for BMX, scooters and skateboarding. And I think that's a fantastic achievement. And it's made of concrete this time rather than wood, which only lasted about 10 years. On Friday I have the start of the budget for the housing, so we're starting looking at the budgets for next year already. So that'll be quite exciting, no doubt. Otherwise, that's it.
Thank you, Paul.
We went to the topograph ceremony on Wednesday for Lord Clinton, which has got a lovely, beautiful views up on the top of Donkey Hill, and they put a slate showing all the directions for what's the campus. And the Mafia went with me, which was Maddie and Jerry, and they actually supervised Lord Clinton. I've got some lovely photographs of Maddie and Jerry stood by Lord Clinton in their dark glasses.
And the
Councillor
Troy, I'd just like to ask that, Pauline, with the skateboarding. Yeah, and unless you're an expert, it could be very dangerous, it could be very nasty accidents. Do we have first aiders on duty there?
No.
Everybody's responsible for themselves.
Thank you, Pauline. That was very good. Most interesting report. And I think, who's going to be in Richard Lee? The county report could be in Maddie, please go ahead.
Before we move on, could you ask my colleagues if they would like to invite the Environmental Health to come and talk to us, tell us about this flooding and the businesses round about, because we're getting inundated with these emails and whatever. We need to stop it, and the only way we're going to do that is, you know, to get the information.
Maddie, is it Environment Agency or Environmental Health? Just wanted to quickly check.
Yes, I'm Environmental Health, yes.
No, Environment Agency.
Yeah, I'm asking for the Environmental Agency. Yes, I'm asking for David Turner from the Environmental Agency, or one of the officers, to come over here and explain to us exactly what they're doing. Yes, we've had the presentation. They are doing tests, etc. But a lot of the businesses, and Fred knows with the Sea Scouts, a lot of them don't know what is going on. We don't know what is going on with the recreation ground when they're doing in the gut there, whether it's going to affect our festival. Street Scene says probably not, but we need to, you know, be clear on this. If we're putting money forward, we need to know that we can get emergency vehicles in and out. So it's all a bit vague at the moment. We need to pull it together, I think.
Councillor Kate, Fred.
Thank you, Chairman. Yeah, in support of what Councillor Chapman has just raised, I'm the liaison councillor for the Seagate unit, which, as we know, has had a very new building, which is used extensively by the 55 members of the Seagate unit, but also hired out to other organisations for the use of. In fact, this town council hired it when we were up in Wall Street. They had flood prevention work put in as part of the building of the site. And what their concerns are is really relative to how the new flood prevention scheme would inaugurate that, and how much cost they would have to incur, bearing in mind they raised a lot of money to assist in the building of the site. So that they're very conscious that charity money may be wasted. So I think a meeting with the Environment Agency and East End District Council would be beneficial to the Seagates, as well as concerned residents and businesses, like Maddie said, we also run a festival on the Imperial Recreation Ground. And also the Excellent Society are concerned about the vegetation further up at Mudbank. So I do not see any harm whatsoever in having a meeting with the District Council and Environment Agency with all interested parties. So we can sit around the table and put those concerns, and hopefully the Environment Agency and the District Council will be able to allay those people's fears, but also listen, because no one's got a monopoly on good ideas, and sometimes people do miss things, so I think that would be a good idea. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's good. Any all of you, Councillor Pauline?
But can we also have the people actually doing the work? Because the Environment Agency have actually contracted out the work to be done. So it would be a good idea if we actually had the people who are going to do the work, because they're the people that really know what's going on. And they're the people that you can find out from. Yeah, the Environment Agency have contracted it out as a job.
I don't disagree, Pauline, but that's down to the District Council and the Environment Agency.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Councillor Chapman, sorry, one last time.
Yes, Pauline, I agree with you. Anyone that knows what's going on would be a good idea, because Rob, Tim, Cherry, myself, Fred, we were all collared by members of the public on Saturday, and we're saying, you know, well, this is Outbine, you know, like Lynn said, it's a bit of this, it's a bit of that. We don't know, it's not good enough, is it? So it has to be, you know, they have to come in, they have to tell us what they're doing. If they want to bring in some of the contractors, tell us what they're doing, they can allay businesses and residents' fears, and we can know whether we can go ahead with our festival or we've got to think of something else. So, yes, it's too haphazard.
Pauline?
Can I just ask Bruce, it hasn't gone through planning yet, it's in the consultation stage at the moment, isn't it?
It hasn't. We haven't had it on the list
it
yet.
Is,
no.
It's been put in. It was put in on September the 30th. You've discussed it, but it hasn't gone to Easter.
No.
Yeah. We've discussed what we know, but we don't know a lot.
Any other thoughts on that matter? We need to get a proposer for that, so I presume.
Pauline's, Maddie's proposed.
Maddie's proposed it.
Seconder.
Seconder, please.
Fred.
Seconder, Fred.
And if everyone's in favour, we'll.
All in favour, please raise your hands for this.
So this is a proposal that we contact the District Council and the Environment Agency and other relevant parties to host a meeting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Please.
One quick point that's occurred to me. Pauline was mentioning the people who are actually doing the job. I mean, when they did the exhibition down at Ocean, Van Orden, who are the contracting engineers, put a lot of effort into that and manpower, and I think that their contributions are very good.
I absolutely agree. I think I was there with you as well, Pauline, that day. So.
And I think we must invite these guests as well.
Of course.
We're
desperately
trying to get something done with them in the
region. I did say all interested
parties. Yeah, our business is around that area.
So let us move on to the county reports, Chief, if no one else has any further items.
Thank you, Chair. Other people with day job, there's not a great deal to report. I will report back on the day out I spent on the 19th with our social care teams, monitoring and reviewing how the new integrated care system is working, the new model of care is working. And I'm interested in feedback from members and even from residents about what the impact of the change of health and social care have been. So if anybody can contact myself or Jeff, that would be great to know. Okay, congratulate you on chairing such a fine meeting.
Thank you. Right, so I think does anyone have any questions, comments?
Yes.
No, so I think the next thing is, of course, the Mayor's Social Ball, which is in a couple of weeks' time. And on that happy and pleasant note, I declare this meeting adjourned until the next one, which is on the 20th of November. Thank you.